Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live, where our physical church is located in Philadelphia, PA, and Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. Thank you for joining our worship gathering this morning. And at this time, we will have prayer by Gabe.
Dear Lord, thanks for this day. I pray that you will bless the preacher and that we will have a good service. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
I'll be reading the scripture from 2 Corinthians 5:16 through 20, New International Version. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Good morning and welcome. I'm Reverend John Curtin with Taylor Tabernacle of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Welcome to our worship broadcast. Welcome, Facebook friends. Welcome to our YouTube community. Amen. And, you know, I don't know how we're still, in this corona thing. Man, I love the internet. I love the technology. But I'm ready to see y'all at the tabernacle. Amen. Come on. If you miss your church family, I need you to do this week. I need you to get on the phone and call somebody. If you miss your church family, get on the phone this week and call somebody. Stop. Don't wait for, somebody to call you, but you pick up the phone. You pick up the phone this week. Amen. Can you do that and call somebody? There's somebody that's waiting to hear from you. Can we pray? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your work of spiritual transformation in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you're able to bring, even in these times, you strengthen us. You bring hope and you strengthen us for your purpose. Thank you for your great love and your care. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you that you're always with us, that you never leave us, Lord. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice. Father, we thank you. All that you've done. All that you've done. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you. Renew our spirits. We love you and we need you. Bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, I know a lot of things are going on. Amen. Lots of unknown. Nothing's normal right now. Even going to the grocery store, right? Nothing's normal. There's been a hard week that just passed and there's a hard week that's coming up. Amen. But I'm here with this message for you today. Amen. And I just want to tell you, things are going on. It's one this way, that way, but it's all right. Blame God. God can handle it. Just accept that he's the solution. Amen. Blame God. He can handle it. God is prepared for this moment in time. Amen. Accept that he's the solution. if you will, take some time and go with me to the New Testament. Grab your Bible, grab your tablet, your phone, what you might be using today. And we're going to spend some time in the New Testament in the book of Luke. And we'll be in the 23rd chapter, starting at the 32nd verse. That's Luke 23 and 32. It reads like this. And there were two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. Your version may say two thieves. And when they were come to the place which is Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, the thieves, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be in Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And superstition was also written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This the king of the Jews. Amen. And one of the malefactors, one of the thieves which hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. So there's this place called the skull, a real place. Amen. And this is a real event, not just any event. But for us, it's one of the most important in history. And listen, time, you know, time is short. Amen. If you're taking notes, you can even write that down. Time is short because every decision from this point forward, every situation that we'll face is wrapped up in this, wrapped up in our perspective of the cross. And the daily decision that we must make. Amen. Do you believe God for Jesus or not? Do you believe him for who he is? Amen. Because of the cross, because of this time in history at a place on this earth called Calvary, a place also called the skull, because of this, we find ourselves as two thieves, two malefactors, one on each side of Jesus, and each representing the decision that you now have to make as Christian or secular. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Time is short. But if you were blessed with breath this morning, I argue that you woke up in a bind. You woke up having been sentenced to a place called Calvary, the place of skulls, and forget about the grind for a minute. Your hustle can't make this decision for you. Forget about the kids for a moment, and I know that's a little bit harsh, but listen, you can't make decisions for your household until you make this decision first. Amen. Forget about the job. Forget about the political system. Forget about the streets. Before you blame your situation, address the question. Time is short, and every day we rise to a place called Calvary. And the question we must address is, do we believe in whom God sent? Jesus the Christ, in whom is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Yes, yes, daily we make this decision. Jesus himself spoke of this position of the cross in our discipleship in Luke 9 and 23. He says to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Amen. Time is short. Do you believe? One thief doubted, although in the presence of Jesus. This thief, the first thief, was focused on his earthly downturn, and he mocked Jesus for not saving his earthly issues. Time is short. The other thief, knowing the temporality of his pain, this thief believed that Jesus was sent from God and realized that there was no better place to be at that time than on the cross at that moment. Amen. The second thief requests of Jesus to enter into his kingdom, to be accepted into the presence of Father God, a request to which Jesus gladly provides, for it was the fulfillment of his earthly purpose. Amen. Time may be short, but I also want you to know God's love is not. Amen. Blame God. He can handle it. But you must accept that he is the answer. And the answer is in this, that God loves you. And somebody needed to hear that this morning. Somebody needs to know that God loves you. God, who created the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, God loves you. God, who is healer, God, who is provider, he loves you. Don't make it hard. God, who is shelter, God, who is peace, he loves you. God, who in whom is all truth and all righteousness, he loves you. God, who forgives and whose mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Yes, God loves you. Jesus answered the second thief's request because of God's love towards us. Our salvation is the fulfillment of Jesus' earthly ministry. Amen. Listen, even in his silence to the first thief, the smart mouth thief, even in Jesus' silence to him, the love of God was shown. Because if Jesus had spoken, he may have spoken judgment. Judgment at a time when time was short. Amen. But Jesus shows us mercy while we're still trying to make that decision. While we're still trying to get our head straight like the first thief, and until our faith can be expressed like the second thief. While we are struggling with the cross, God's mercy is over us. Amen. In the 34th verse, Jesus speaks and he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they went about their business. They parted his raiment and they cast lots. The people stood beholding. The rulers also with them, they derided him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. All of this time, the people, the rulers, the mob, even the family of Jesus, they're waiting for him to do something. Jesus, do something. But at the same time, God was waiting for the faith of the people to come forth so that his radical love could begin the process of radical transformation. Amen. Jesus on the cross, he answers in love, and in 1 John, the 4th chapter, down in 9 and 10, it speaks to this love. It says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son, Jesus, into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Amen. Verse 9 and 10, that speaks to the plan of the cross for us. God loves us so much that instead of being eternally separated from him, God sends Jesus to make it right between us. Amen. Amen. And so, listen, brother, listen, sister, blame God. He can handle it. He won't stop loving you, but accept him as the answer. Accept God into your life. He is the solution. Amen. And you say, you know, God loves me. I get that. I get that. But what do I do with that? Preacher, what do I do with the love of God? And I want you to go to this chapter. Go to 1 John, the 4th chapter. There's plenty in it. Read that this week. We won't spend time to go through it all, but read it and you'll be blessed. But I'll say this, if we drop down to verse 19, we find out what to do with the love of God. It says, we love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have seen. And what must we do? We have a command. In verse 21, he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Amen. Blame God. He can handle it. Accept him as the solution. Receive God's love and in turn express it one to another. Amen. It's what we must do when we accept God as the solution. Amen. So if we go back, come back with me to Calvary at this time. Amen. Come back to this place of the skulls. Come back where we find our Savior in between two thieves in a situation where time was short. Amen. Come back and let's take a look again at the first thief. In verse 39, it reads that one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal, the second thief, rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Amen. Take this note from the cross. Take this note. How you respond matters. Amen. When you accept that God is the solution, how you respond matters. The first thief may not have doubted that Jesus had power. He probably heard the same testimonies that some of the others had. But this first thief, this one, he responds from his physical situation, his worldly downfall, and he speaks as if he is above the will of God. What I'm saying is that he decides to tell Jesus, the Son of God, he decides to tell Jesus what Jesus must do. Amen. This thief, using his own way of thinking, his own methodology, his own politics, this thief using his own sense of justice, his own cultural bias, his own denominational upbringing. This thief, the first thief, speaks from the old creature. And he says, save yourself and us. Let me tell you how you respond matters. Blame God. He can handle it. But you must accept him as the solution. Listen, the first thief, if you're a believer, may represent your old way of thinking. Amen. Your old thoughts. The selfish way you used to be. Amen. But if the first thief represents your old self, then prayerfully the second thief represents your new self. Amen? The one that rises up to rebuke old thoughts, rebuke old ways, repent from old mistakes. Amen? How you respond matters. The second thief doesn't deny his past, but he responds with faith unto repentance. Here I can even see me talking to myself as I hear his words. He says in verse 40, the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said. I can hear myself talking to myself. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And so suddenly, this thief becomes a preacher. Amen. When did this thief on this cross receive forgiveness? Certainly not in the realm of paradise, not yet walking and praising through the streets of heaven, but he's here on that old rugged cross, here under the moving of the Holy Spirit and the spoken word of Jesus, here in a place called Calvary, the place of skulls, a place of executions and death. Here, humble repentance comes forth. Radical transformation takes place. Faith is spoken, and Jesus confirms it. Amen. In verse 40, Jesus says, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. And because Jesus forgave him and showed mercy to him in this life, the second thief, the one transformed from thief to preacher while hanging on a cross, the second thief was granted the free gift to join Jesus in the heavenly realm. Amen? There was no debt to pay. He was transformed no other way, not by his deeds, but by the life, the word, and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember that even in a tough place, God can handle it. Listen, God was not surprised that Jesus ended up on the cross. Amen. It didn't take him by surprise. And Jesus, God was prepared for the moment of the cross, and God is prepared now for our situation. But we must accept that he is the solution. How you respond matters. Amen. Perhaps our response in prayer should not be for a call, Jesus, save us. Not a request maybe from the church to be delivered from this crown-shaped virus. But maybe our prayer should be for the reconciling of men and women back to God and a chance to one day wear a crown when this life is over. Amen. Perhaps instead of responding to political parties with blinded loyalty, we should respond to the presence of Jesus with worship and adoration. I can't tell you enough how we respond matters. Amen. And I'll close by taking a look back at 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And in that 16th verse, that's where we read this. It said, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view." Amen. Verse 16. "So we now on regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation is come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." Verse 19, "That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting the people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Amen. In other words, what I say to you now is respond to God. I implore you, I urge you to accept the forgiveness that he offers you. God says that we've all fallen short of his original purpose for us, and that even though we've separated ourselves from him, God sent his son Jesus to pay the penalty for our faults. Jesus did this at a real place called Calvary, on a real cross. He hung between two real thieves. So respond like the second thief now, right from your home or wherever you might be watching. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. If you are making that decision now, call us, email us, send us a message through our website or social media so that we can pray with you and connect with you and help guide you through this Bible, the Word of Life. Amen. Call us 215-748-4578. That's our phone number. Go to our website, taylortabernacle.com. Amen. Connect with us and let's celebrate what God is speaking over you. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for this time we've had together this morning. Amen. We thank you for being with us here at even though through this virtual means. Amen. And you know, I just want to thank all that have continued to support the ministry. Amen. Those who have continued to be in their giving of their tithes and their offering. Amen. And we're just going to give you some information. If you'd like to continue to do that, it's up on the screen now. Amen. It's telling you how you can support the ministry, either through the U.S. Postal Mail, through text by giving, through our website as well. Amen. For those that do like to give by text, just text this passcode Taylor61 and text that to the phone number 73256. Again, this information should be on the screen for you right now. And if you're mailing, we've had those that mail to the P.O. Box, and that's P.O. Box 6309, Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Amen. And listen, we love you. I'm so glad that you came on with us this week. I want to remind you, like I said, call somebody this week. Amen. And right now, Sister Keisha, she's coming back in. She's going to give us some other announcements to guide our week. Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank Reverend John for that message, because truly we need this encouragement on what we do in this time. Amen. And I'll be calling y'all this week. So, and I hope I receive a couple of calls this week as well. Just remember that our deacons and ministry team, we're waiting for your calls. So the phone number again is 215-748-4578, or you can hit us up on the website, taylortabernacle.com. Next Friday, May 29th, we're going to close out the month with our church check-in by Zoom. So I can't wait to see everyone's smiling faces. It's been a long time, it seems like. And this is our chance that we can gather and see each other virtually. And then on Sunday, May 31st at 10 a.m., our guest speaker will be Pastor Daryl Scott of St. Mark's Chapel Baptist Church from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Remember to hit subscribe right there on YouTube page, or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle, so that you're informed and up to date with all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. Amen.
Amen. So again, we just thank you. We thank everybody that has been calling in. We thank all of those. Listen, I know the prayer, send the prayer request in. We had a prayer request come in just before 5 a.m. this morning. We are seeing it. So hit that website, you know, hit the social media, give us a direct message. We'll get back to you. And I know you're excited. I know you're excited. We called him a guest speaker, but I know you're excited about our own Pastor Daryl Scott of the St. Mark's Chapel Baptist Church in Philadelphia, PA, is going to join us here on Facebook Live. He's going to join us here on with our YouTube community. Come back 10 a.m. next week. We're looking forward to it. Come on, let's pray out. Father, we just thank you. Cover us right now, God. We need your covering. We need you right here next to us. God, we need you on this cross moment that we're going through, God. So be with us. Help us in our decisions, oh Lord, our daily decisions that we make for you. Help us not to forget who you are, that you are Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, sent here because of God's love, because you love us so much, oh Lord, that you don't want to be separated from us. So Father, just cover us that way. Guide our steps, guide our homes, guide our every day. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 See you, Taylor. See you, guests. All right now. Thank you.
Thank you.